Listening part. Before listening, you have 1 minute to look through task one. Task 1. Listen to the text. Decide which of the following statements, 1 through 10, are A, true, B, false, or C, there is no information in the text. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Part 1.
I'm Dr. Fred Goodwin. As you'll hear during this show, lying can be approached from a variety of perspectives: moral, legal, interpersonal. Let me offer the perspective of one psychiatrist. People who lie more or less regularly often tend to narcissism. Absorbed as they are with an inflated sense of themselves, they are tempted to lie because they believe they can do it so cleverly that they won't get caught. But beneath this confident veneer lies a pervasive sense of insecurity that fuels the need to lie. Lacking a core, a consistent sense of who one is, narcissists must constantly define and redefine themselves through the responses of those around them. In a way, to survive, the narcissist develops a finely honed intuitive focus on the moment, but ultimately cannot see beyond it. To do so requires that internal compass, that independent, stable sense of one's true self.
Part 2.
But what does the narcissist's preoccupation with the moment have to do with lying? It is this. Lies are usually about the here and now. They're a short-term solution to an immediate problem, a way to avoid criticism or anger, to look good, to please another. I believe that what helps most people stay honest most of the time is an awareness of the long-term impact of lies, the slow but relentless erosion of trust. It's as if the narcissist, with his inability to see beyond the moment, is ultimately trapped in his lies, confirming for others what he, deep down, believes to be true. There's nothing there.
Part 3.
Dr. Paul Ekman is professor of psychology at the University of California Medical School, San Francisco, and director of the Human Interaction Laboratory. Welcome to The Infinite Mind, Dr. Ekman.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Now, start out with basics. Why don't you tell our listeners, how do you define a lie? What is a lie?
Well, a lie is a very particular kind of deception, but lies meet two criteria. First, it's a deliberate choice to mislead another person. That one's pretty obvious. But the second, a little less obvious, is that you don't give any notification of the fact that you're going to do that. And in many situations in life, we either notify someone like a magician does. A magician lies to us, a magician fools us, but we're notified.
Is there more to the definition than that?
That's all it requires. There are many different ways to tell a lie. You can conceal information, you can falsify information, you can even sometimes tell the truth in a mocking fashion. I call that telling the truth falsely.
Part 4.
Have you cataloged sort of why people tell lies?
Yes, and there are 9 different reasons. The most common one for both children and adults is to avoid punishment for something that you've done. You know, you tell the traffic cop, gee, officer, I didn't think I was going over 55. The second is to get a reward that you couldn't get otherwise, you couldn't get as easily. So you cheat on an exam because you're more certain that you're going to get a high mark, or you don't want to put in all the time studying and preparing for it. The third is to protect another person from being punished. That's an altruistic lie. And in fact, we disapprove. If a brother tells on a sister, we say that's tattling. We expect kids to protect each other. A fourth is to protect yourself from the threat of physical harm. Another is to win the admiration of others. You know, it isn't name droppers. The father who says, well, you know, the last time I saw George W., he said so and so and so and so. It's trying to have people admire you. A very common one is getting out of an awkward social situation, even a trivial one like the telephone salesman. Another is to avoid embarrassment. You see that particularly in kids who make mistakes. Kids who wet their pants will lie about it because they're so embarrassed. Another is to maintain privacy. This particularly occurs in adolescents who have overly intrusive parents. And the last is to get power over other people. It's the greatest power, the most complete power in the world, is to have somebody believe something that you've told them that you know is untrue. You've really got control over them. Most adolescents will do this once or twice or three times. They can now put it over the old man, or they can fool their mom now. But they won't continue to do it. But there are people who continue that as a lifelong pattern. So those are 9 very different reasons why people lie.
Part 5.
You lie because life itself is more important than telling the truth or lying. The rule of thumb I think people should follow in trying to decide, should I tell this lie or not, is, do I care about a future relationship with this person? And if I do, how would they feel if they found out? Because to be caught lying is to destroy trust, and nobody knows the steps that you can take to ever reestablish trust. So it's a very high price. The loss of trust is a very high price to pay for being caught in a lie.
Task 2. Before listening to the text, look through the task.
Part 1.
I'm Dr. Fred Goodwin. As you'll hear during this show, lying can be approached from a variety of perspectives: moral, legal, interpersonal. Let me offer the perspective of one psychiatrist. People who lie more or less regularly often tend to narcissism. Absorbed as they are with an inflated sense of themselves, they are tempted to lie because they believe they can do it so cleverly that they won't get caught. But beneath this confident veneer lies a pervasive sense of insecurity that fuels the need to lie. Lacking a core, a consistent sense of who one is, narcissists must constantly define and redefine themselves through the responses of those around them. In a way, to survive, the narcissist develops a finely honed intuitive focus on the moment, but ultimately cannot see beyond it. To do so requires that internal compass, that independent, stable sense of one's true self.
Part 2.
But what does the narcissist's preoccupation with the moment have to do with lying? It is this. Lies are usually about the here and now. They're a short-term solution to an immediate problem, a way to avoid criticism or anger, to look good, to please another. I believe that what helps most people stay honest most of the time is an awareness of the long-term impact of lies, the slow but relentless erosion of trust. It's as if the narcissist, with his inability to see beyond the moment, is ultimately trapped in his lies, confirming for others what he, deep down, believes to be true. There's nothing there.
Part 3.
Dr. Paul Ekman is professor of psychology at the University of California Medical School, San Francisco, and director of the Human Interaction Laboratory. Welcome to The Infinite Mind, Dr. Ekman.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Now, start out with basics. Why don't you tell our listeners, how do you define a lie? What is a lie?
Well, a lie is a very particular kind of deception, but lies meet two criteria. First, it's a deliberate choice to mislead another person. That one's pretty obvious. But the second, a little less obvious, is that you don't give any notification of the fact that you're going to do that. And in many situations in life, we either notify someone like a magician does. A magician lies to us, a magician fools us, but we're notified.
Is there more to the definition than that?
That's all it requires. There are many different ways to tell a lie. You can conceal information, you can falsify information, you can even sometimes tell the truth in a mocking fashion. I call that telling the truth falsely.
Part 4.
Have you cataloged sort of why people tell lies?
Yes, and there are 9 different reasons. The most common one for both children and adults is to avoid punishment for something that you've done. You know, you tell the traffic cop, gee, officer, I didn't think I was going over 55. The second is to get a reward that you couldn't get, otherwise you couldn't get as easily. So you cheat on an exam because you're more certain that you're going to get a high mark or you don't want to put in all the time studying and preparing for it. The third is to protect another person from being punished. That's an altruistic lie. And in fact, we disapprove. If a brother tells on a sister, we say that's tattling. We expect kids to protect each other. A fourth is to protect yourself from the threat of physical harm. Another is to win the admiration of others. You know, it isn't name droppers. The father who says, well, you know, the last time I saw George W., he said so-and-so-and-so-and-so. It's trying to have people admire you. A very common one is getting out of an awkward social situation, even a trivial one like the telephone salesman. Another is to avoid embarrassment. You see that particularly in kids who make mistakes. Kids who wet their pants will lie about it because they're so embarrassed. Another is to maintain privacy. This particularly occurs in adolescents who have overly intrusive parents. And the last is to get power over other people. It's the greatest power, and the most complete power in the world, is to have somebody believe something that you've told them that you know is untrue. You've really got control over them. Most adolescents will do this once or twice or 3 times. They can now put it over the old man, or they can fool their mom now. But they won't continue to do it. But there are people who continue that as a lifelong pattern. So those are 9 very different reasons why people lie.
Part 5.
You lie because life itself is more important than telling the truth or lying. The rule of thumb I think people should follow in trying to decide, should I tell this lie or not, is, do I care about a future relationship with this person? And if I do, how would they feel if they found out? Because to lie is to be caught lying is to destroy trust, and nobody knows the steps that you can take to ever reestablish trust. So it's a very high price. The loss of trust is a very high price to pay for being caught in a lie.